1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:22. Time for our Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined on the line by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and in for Brian Tunney this morning, Pam Pagnani. Stacy, Pam, good morning. Welcome to both of you. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Brian couldn't make it. He's too good for us now. He's in the Greenwich Realtors Hall of Fame. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. So that's some exciting news that came out of our 100th annual meeting, actually. GAR is celebrating 100 years this year. And at our annual meeting on Friday, we announced the newest inductee to the GAR Hall of Fame, who's Brian Tunney. He has done an incredible amount of work at the local, state, and national levels of the realtor organization, and just, you know, an all-around upstanding guy in the community. So it was time to recognize him for those efforts.
All right. And he's got a he's got a bust in the Hall of Fame with a hat that says GAR on it, right?
Exactly.
All right. All right. Let's get down to business. Stacy, tell us about how things turned out at the end of the year, December of 2023.
Sure. So there were 32 single-family residential closings reported across all areas of Greenwich during December 2023. That is a decrease of almost 6% compared to December 2022, when there were 34 closings. So really very, very close in terms of number of transactions. The median sale price was for a single family home was $2.25 million. That's compared to $2.072 million the same month year prior. Average days on market was 76 days. That was a 7% decrease from 82 days in December 2022, so a little bit swifter market. And there were 12 new single-family listings brought to the market in December 23. That was a 29% decrease in new listings when compared to December 22, when there were 17 new listings added. So all in at month end, that left active single-family inventory at 108 units, which overall is a 38.3% decrease from December 22, when there were 175 units available. So if you hear people talking about an inventory crunch, and I'm sure you have for many months at this point, it is still very much the case from a single family perspective. All that said, there are currently 33 single family homes pending on the market. So definitely still some deals happening despite the lack of inventory.
All right. I apologize. Go right ahead. Keep going, Stacy. Sorry about
that. We'll just cover the condos and co-ops real quick.
Sure, sure.
There were 7 closings for condos and co-ops. That's compared to December 22, when there were 21 closings. The median sale price was just over $1 million. That was an increase from $605,000. Obviously, we're looking at a really small sample size, so those prices tend to fluctuate quite a bit. The average days on market was 120. That is a major increase over the 53 days in December 22. Again, we're looking at a very small sample size, so those numbers do tend to fluctuate. There were 4 new condo and co-op listings brought to the market compared to 8 in December 22. And at month end, total condo co-op inventory totaled 29 units, and that is a 39.6% decrease from December 22, when there were 48 units available. So again, just overall, that low inventory is continuing.
All right. We'll bring in Pam Pagnani now. And Pam, give us some of your thoughts. Now you're a real estate attorney and broker as well. What are you seeing out in the street there?
So if we're looking at just what's happening since January 1, we actually have 98 active single-family homes listed. 9 of those are located in Riverside, 5 in Old Greenwich, 10 in Cozcob, and the remainder of town is called Greenwich proper, so that covers everything from the water to backcountry, and there are 74. And to put that in perspective, there are approximately 63,000 residents in Greenwich and approximately 25,000 households and only 98 offerings. And of those 98, 10 of those are over 10 million and 4 of them are under a million, which really means that the average person is looking at an ability to see a home, 78 homes for those 25,000 households. So that lack of inventory is extremely evident. There are 6 co-ops presently on the market. They are all located at Putnam Hill, and they range from 389,000 to 985, and 11 condos that range from 340,000 to 4.495 million. As far as closings year to date, there have been 13. Greenwich saw 10 of those, from 1.6 million to 14.8 million. Riverside had 2 closings, one for 4.9 million and another for 2.69 million. And Coscop had 1 listing that closed for 2.125 million. And Old Greenwich had no closings because they had such a lack of inventory. And as Stacy said, there are presently 33 contracts that have pended, and in the last week, 5 of those came into pending status, which means that the parties have agreed on a price, have signed contracts, and they're just waiting to close. So we continue to see the market similar to where we were before in the sense of a lack of inventory. As Stacy indicated, we had the annual meeting, and we were lucky to have the chief economist for NAR, Lawrence Yen, speak, and he predicted, as most economists, saying that the interest rates are going to be lowered. As the Fed has indicated, they anticipate lowering rates throughout the year. Demand will continue to increase. Nationally, mortgage demand is already seeing an uptick week over week with this reduction in the mortgage rates. And this will continue to have an upward impact on pricing, given the continued low level of inventory. Of the homes that I described before, most of the homes that are selling, if they're priced appropriately, sell in a very fast amount of time with multiple bids because of the lack of inventory. And as Stacy said, not only did we induct Brian into the Hall of Fame, but there was also a Realtor of the Year of 2023, and that was Pamela Concannon. And as Stacy also said, we will be celebrating our 100th year this year on April 4th, 2024. With more information to be provided, but we'll be doing an event at the Bruce Museum, which just recently was renovated and have beautiful space, and we look forward to utilizing it.
All right, fantastic. That's Pam Pagnani, Stacy Lowe, President of GAR, Executive Vice President. Stacy, good to talk to you once again, and again, pass our congratulations along to Brian, and hopefully,
absolutely, will do.
Hopefully, have time from his world tour to join us next month, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Tony.
Thanks very much. Be well. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
With you.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, Stacy.